This is Vatican Radio. Based in Aleppo, Syrian Jesuit priest Father Ziad Hilal speaks about the catastrophic situation in the fiercely contested city and appeals to the international community to stop giving weapons to the Syrian combatants. Father Hilal has been helping the children in war-torn Syria since the beginning of the conflict, first in Homs and currently in Aleppo. He was one of the main promoters of an initiative this month that saw more than 1 million children worldwide and thousands in Syria itself draw or sign petitions asking for peace and an end to the conflict. They included both Christian and Muslim children from across Syria. Father Hilal was interviewed by Vatican Radio's Polish service.
The situation in Syria, in general, it is very difficult and very sad situation, and especially in Aleppo. Aleppo, it is the city where there are more than 2 and 3 million people today, a lot of refugees and displaced people. A lot of people live at Aleppo for the other cities. Aleppo without electricity, time to time without water. And what happened, it is a conflict between two sides. Aleppo is divided today between two forces. What we need, first stop the fire, and after start the negotiation. We couldn't have the negotiation with fire. It is a reality. And after the peace, to be true and to be real, we have to do something for the city, because it is a catastrophic situation today with our service, humanitarian service, especially with JRS, the Jesuit Office Service, with Caritas Syria, with the other organization from our churches. We have many service to do, like our kitchen, like our food basket, a new food basket, etc., etc. We have to do something for our people. What we did the last week, we asked the children to draw peace, 1 million signature to ask the peace in Syria, not only in the western of Aleppo, but everywhere. What we ask today to have the peace for the children, for our people. And it was a very big event. And we saw in Geneva and Brussels how the people received this good news. Our peace now in the people, but one day we need this peace in a reality. It is our hope, like what the Holy Father, our Pope, said always, peace for Syria first, and reconciliation and forgiveness. This is three keys very important today for our people in Syria.
Peace, reconciliation, very important words. But the people who are living now in Aleppo, who are suffering the lack of water or food, where the international help cannot arrive easily, how do you deal every day with these small problems? How do you help to the people in the first line?
It is to be patient. This is the reality of the people of Aleppo. We hear many, many stories about our people. A lot of people are lost their houses, their job, but they have always the hope to come back one day in their home. This is the reality, but it is very, very strong reality for the people in Aleppo. Today we have to do something to stop this war, to say no for the war and yes for the peace. If not, we will have again and again, more and more, the refugees, displaced people. And it is a catastrophic situation for them, and especially for the children.
As you say, the situation is catastrophic. We know that the city is divided in two parts, which is bombed from one side and from the other side. Is any real possibility that this conflict will be finished soon?
The only hope is the international community to be together and said no for the war in Syria, and especially in Aleppo. We saw what happened with Russia and with the USA. They have to be together and to declare something for the peace and stop to give weapons for our people to have this battle by each other. This is the problem in Syria today. we need confirmation from the international community.
And that was Father Ziad Hilal from Aleppo.